For KAXE News, I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. An Iron Range man accused of murder is back in custody and facing new domestic assault charges. Megan Buffington has the update.
31-year-old Daniel James Dale was charged Friday with 5 counts of domestic assault. 2 are felony counts by strangulation and 3 are misdemeanors. According to the statement of probable cause, Dale got into a physical altercation with 2 family members Tuesday night in Hibbing. On Friday, Assistant St. Louis County Attorney Tyler Kenefick told Judge Rachel C. Sullivan that the state has major concerns about public safety if Dale were to be released from custody. Dale was out on $1 million bail. He was charged with second-degree intentional murder in November in the killing of 24-year-old Parker Johnson of Hibbing. Kenefick asked Sullivan to set a high $500,000 bail in the domestic assault case. He also requested that Dale's bail be increased to $4 million in the murder case. He argued the security concern has increased since Dale's bail was first set. One of the assault victims is a potential witness in the murder case. According to the statement of probable cause, she told police that she was afraid Dale would seriously harm or kill her because she was the only person who knew what happened regarding that case. Kenefick argued that while the apparent motives for the assault was Dale's irritation with the victim, she also told police that Dale had come home from a meeting with his attorney Tuesday in a bad mood. There was a hearing for the case set for Wednesday. Dale's defense attorney, Blair Nelson, described the domestic assault as a family disagreement that got out of hand. He noted that there was no other alleged misconduct since Dale had been released from custody and said the incident was not related to the murder case, arguing that any enhanced danger is purely speculative. Kenefick said the timing was extremely coincidental. Nelson also said the additional bail in the murder case was, quote, complete overkill, and he'd never seen something like this in his years practicing law. Judge Sullivan sided with the state, agreeing there are public safety concerns and concerns for Dale's own safety, and set bail at the state's suggestion in both cases. Dale's next appearance for the domestic assault case is in early May. His next hearing in the murder case is scheduled for July. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
Essentia Health recently broke ground on an emergency room expansion in Fauston. Hospital leaders there sat down with KAXE on Monday to describe the plan for the build-out.
Actually building it out on the front of the building, so it'll be near the highway. It's easier access for ambulances, more visible. It's 5,500 square feet larger than our current one.
That was Essentia Fauston Administrator Mike Curtis. He explained that after years of additions and renovations at the hospital, the current Fauston ER wound up in the middle of the building.
Better match the existing medical needs of our community and the way healthcare is moving.
Curtis says system-wide, changes to Medicaid have already led to a slight drop in patients seeking primary care.
Usually what that means is maybe not at exactly the same time, but at least shortly thereafter, ERs start going up. If there aren't urgent cares, then it's ERs, you know, and so that is the community safety net. We were anticipating higher volume in general, which is one reason we are kind of adding space to it.
Essentia Health and the city of Fauston have been at legal odds for years following the end of labor and delivery services at the hospital in 2022. While area births are now redirected to Essentia St. Mary's and Detroit Lakes, the city of Fauston has maintained that labor and delivery were core services as part of the 2009 agreement between Essentia and the nonprofit owner of Fauston's hospital. Arbitrators ruled in 2024 that there was no breach of contract, but the parties are presently engaged in a lawsuit petitioned by Fauston in late 2025 for a judge to compel another round of arbitration. In a news release, the city of Fauston states that 17 years ago, as part of the agreement, an ER expansion was discussed with a $5 million price tag. The city states, quote, had these commitments been fulfilled as originally agreed, the project could have been completed at a significantly lower cost. Curtis says Essentia Health is financing the $12 million ER project at Fauston. Construction is anticipated to begin in earnest later this spring and slated to end by next summer. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River, dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.